About a dozen protesters, one dressed as a wolf in sheep's clothing, stood in a hot Tallahassee sun near the courthouse entrance. League of Conservation Voters activist Aliki Moncrief admitted it was a sharp contrast to the $20 million pro-Amendment 1 campaign put up by the state's largest utility companies.
The opposition to the amendment has been largely grassroots. It's been largely organizations like ours and Sierra Club and labor organizations trying to get the word out to their members with not a lot of money.
The costume was an obvious reference to Florida Supreme Court Justice Barbara Pariente's minority opinion accusing framers of pulling the wool over voters' eyes. Backers trumpet Amendment 1's constitutional guarantee to use solar energy, but downplay a subsidy provision that critics say would lead to higher rates for solar users. Amendment 1's stratospheric poll numbers began to plunge when a conservative strategist was caught describing the campaign as political jujitsu. Opponents are asking justices to reconsider ballot approval. And Moncrief says environmentalists are feeling a wind at their backs.
That was a tipping point. And I think that groups like ours were able to go back to supporters and say, hey, help us. We've got to really ramp up here.
Amendment 1 needs 60% to cross the finish line. And the latest St. Leo University poll showed it hovering at 59. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.